Invoking the soul-destroying reaper, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide, and the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity.
A Reefer Madness, the film from which that little track comes from, was made in 1936. You know, it's amazing. 80 years. And would you believe that 80 years later, the federal government has determined, the DEA has determined, that marijuana will remain a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substances Act. Food and Drug Administration says it's so, and it has no medical use. They did say that states that allow marijuana for medical use or legalized recreational use remain in defiance of federal law. The announcement is to be published tomorrow in the Federal Register. It relaxes the rules for marijuana research to make it easier for institutions to grow marijuana for scientific study. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the DEA currently authorizes just one facility to grow marijuana. Mississippi, the university. In reaching its conclusion, the DEA, and you'll be able to read the full report tomorrow, said a Health and Human Services evaluation shows marijuana has no currently accepted medical use because the drug's chemistry is not known and reproducible. There are no adequate safety studies. There are no adequate and well-controlled studies providing. You get the general thrust, right? So I'm posing a question about marijuana. We have a measure on the ballot here in California, put on the ballot by Gavin Newsom. You may have heard our lieutenant governor on Ron Owens' program last week talking about it. How do you react to this? And I want to just offer you one thought, and it's anecdotal. But I'm curious, and let me pose it this way. If there's anybody out there who's using marijuana either for medical purposes or recreational purposes, I want you to call 800-808-1010. I want to know whether it's had an impact, but I'll never forget this. When Samuel, our oldest son, was in nursery school, one of his classmates' father, his name was Tim, had a brain tumor. And he was struggling very hard to survive. And he sat with me and he told me that the only way he could eat food and keep it down, and it was the Big Mac that he loved, was by smoking a joint. He said that was what stabilized his condition to be able to eat. And I have friends who have a variety of illnesses who use marijuana medicinally and claim that it helps them. So what we will read tomorrow is, and I'll quote directly, marijuana has no currently accepted medical use. 800-808-1010 is the number right here on KGO. If you are using marijuana for a medical purpose and it's helping you, I want you to call and tell me. Let me give you one other example. People I have known over the years on chemotherapy use marijuana. Now, they don't use it recreationally. They could, I guess, but they don't. They use it to counteract the impact of chemo. Now, I don't know how the DEA can come to the conclusion that there's no medical use. That's what bothers me. But let's get to your calls. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me if I'm wrong. And by the way, thank you for all the nice comments about our using Reefer Madness to open the show. Let's go to Ann, calling from Saratoga. Ann, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. I'm kind of nervous to be on the phone, so I've always wanted to call somebody to tell them about this, so I'll tell you.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. Go ahead.
Well, my mother has dementia probably for the past 7 years. And my dad, who is 85, was, of course, always against marijuana. But when we did a little research, we found that instead of giving her, and he never wanted to give her drugs that were bad, that could kill her, and he gives her now these chewables, I won't give the name, that I have a license for to get them for my mother, to give them to her and keep her calm. And it literally works wonders. And there's very low CBD, I mean, there's very low THC, high CBD, 20% THC on the higher ones and 5% THC on the lower ones. And it does wonders for my mother. And I always want to just shout it out because it is amazing what it does. I mean, she has outbursts, but nothing like she did before.
Who told you about these edibles, if you will?
Well, you know, I did some research, and then I went to one of those doctors that you have to go to get your license, and he was very informative. And he doesn't do this anymore, but he's the one that talked us into doing this for my mother. And my dad kept in touch with him for a long time to get, you know, everything coordinated just fine. And now we're just kind of playing with it ourselves. And there's like no side effects. There's nothing bad that can come from this. And we're talking about my dad. I mean, I never really smoked marijuana except when I was young. But we're talking about my dad, who is against it. And this works for my mother. And I don't see anything out there showing that.
And
she's got really bad dementia.
I want to thank you. I think, first of all, it's very helpful for people to know about what you've gone through. But second of all, your shout out may help others.
I hope so.
Who are in a similar situation.
Thank you, John. I really hope so. It was really hard to call, but I really appreciate you saying that because that's what my whole main goal is.
Well, I'm grateful, and you are always welcome on my program. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mark calling from Petaluma. Mark, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. My situation actually mirrors Anne's mother-in-law, except in this case, I have Crohn's disease. It's inflammation of the intestine. I was in the hospital for 4 months, and I didn't want to go the standard either Humira or Remicade because there's so many side effects with these drugs. One of my nurses, even though they're not supposed to, said, you should look into CBDs, you know, which I did. Had an aerosolized marijuana, the spray, and I've used
Hold on. Describe the spray and how you apply it.
Okay, the spray is in a tiny little vial. Maybe it's an ounce or so, like a small perfume bottle. It is, you spray it under your tongue. Once again, very low THC, the same thing. And it works wonders. And I would say in the last year and a half, I've used it maybe 6 to 8 times, not a daily thing or anything like that. And instantly it helps. And I don't know, maybe it's placebo, who knows? But all I know is it works for me. I've spent a total of like $125 instead of my insurance company having to spend $4,000 a month on Humira.
Let me ask you a personal question. Before,
and I'm 57 years old. I'm not a kid. I'm not like, okay.
Okay, when you were younger, did you use marijuana recreationally?
Yeah, in high school, but after that, no. I spent my life in the restaurant business, so I felt like you could either go one way or another, so I was like a total straight arrow.
But now you have found it. And so when you hear the DEA say that there's no currently accepted medical use, how do you respond? What do you say to the DEA?
It's like, why don't you do more experimentation, you know, or something? Just more blind studies, you know? I don't understand. I don't want to be the conspiracy theorist and say, oh, big pharmaceutical. I don't think that's the case because I just don't know. I honestly don't know why. You would think that there are enough people that even work for agencies like the DEA who have loved ones who've had cancer. And
Mark, you're right.
Experimented.
You're right. That's what I think. Mark, a great call. Fascinating. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for taking the time to call. Many more of you on the line. 800-808-10 is the number right here on KGO. I am John Rothman. I am sitting in for Grex.
Clean my room until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high. my room.
John Rothman in for Grex right here on KGO. Marijuana to remain legal under federal law, says the DEA. Let's get more calls in. Yolanda. Yolanda is calling us from Antioch. Welcome to KGO.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to speak on my son, who has episodic ataxia. And basically, emotions can bring on an episode with him.
Yes.
It's kind of like a seizure disorder. He has a defect in his DNA, so there is no cure for this. If it weren't for marijuana, my son would not be able to function at all. He would have episodes several times a day, and depending on the severity of the episode, could actually even render him paralyzed.
Now, let me ask you, how old is your son?
He is 40 years old.
And when was he diagnosed?
He just got that diagnosis here in the last 2 years.
And how
it's something that's been going on with him for his whole life.
And how did you come to the decision to use marijuana? How was that recommended to you?
That was the only thing out there. They only have one drug that they think might work. It's not FDA approved right now, and his doctor is terrified to give it to him because they're afraid that it would kill him.
So, Yolanda, I am so glad you called because, again, it provides proof of the medical use of marijuana. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Yolanda, and best of luck to your son. Let's go to Leo, and Leo is calling us from San Francisco. Leo, welcome to KGO.
Hello, sir. That's the point I was thinking about. When the key word in that is accepted use. That, you know, you have to figure who's accepting this. There's something that they don't want to accept it, and I think one of the reasons is it has to do with the actual psychoactive properties that marijuana and other psychoactive drugs have. These are agencies of control, and when you take these drugs like marijuana and, you know, psychedelics and these things, it gives people a different, I guess it changes your consciousness. I mean, you have to look at the 60s. The whole culture was based on having a different viewpoint of the dominant paradigm, and that's what they're afraid of, losing control as far as like how they're controlled. The people are being controlled by whatever, you know, like I say, the dominant paradigm.
So you are opposed.
It changes.
I understand. You're opposed to the use of marijuana recreationally. That's
no, I'm not actually.
You aren't?
No, I don't, because I know there are some countries where, for instance, Portugal, they you know, people are not arrested for just recreational use of any kind.
So is the DEA right or wrong in its ruling?
They're wrong.
Yep. I agree with you.
They're wrong. It does have medical uses, as all these callers that previously have mentioned to you. But even further than that, it's the actual psychoactive properties that it has, you know, that they're also, they want to kind of suppress in a sense.
All right, Leo, thanks very much for your observation. And there is an impact. I tell my kids the story of a student of mine in Southern California, who was absolutely wonderful, one of the sweetest kids I've ever known. And he got into marijuana and other things, and in the end, he took his own life. And frankly, it was a shattering moment. 808-0810. Let's go to Al. Al is calling us from Redwood City. Al, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, John, how are you?
I'm splendid. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, so for years and years and years, we've been crying the same song, and that is, look at the efficacy of marijuana on as a treatment on all these various ailments, and they just fall on deaf ears. And the thing that is really seems to be illogical is that we have a police organization making a decision on a drug. I don't understand that. Why isn't the FDA making that decision? It's like saying the FBI can decide what guns we can own.
Well, the DEA is making the decision. And
why? Why is the DEA is a fumbling, stumbling police organization that's been given billions of dollars and has fallen on their face over the last 30 years?
Yeah, look, I agree with you. The DEA decision ignores what we're hearing tonight, ignores the public will, ignores patient experience, ignores the medical benefits of marijuana. And you're right. How can I argue with you? It's a wonderful point you're raising, Al, and I appreciate it. I really do. I want to go to Roger, calling from Hercules. Roger, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, hi. Hi, John. I'm glad you're covering this topic. The DEA has no business trying to manage what we put in our bodies as long as we're not hurting anyone else. It's ridiculous. And I've used ecstasy to good advantage. I've used mushroom to advantage. It's expanded my consciousness. I'm glad I did it. I now use marijuana once or twice a week as an antidepressant, and boy, it works better than all the expensive pharmaceuticals put together.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it being an antidepressant, and we've heard that repeatedly.
I live alone, and you know what? I have wonderful conversations with myself about my favorite topic, etymology. I've become a real etymologist when I'm stoned, and I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Listen, all I can tell you is I'm glad you're having a wonderful conversation here on KGO. That's what talk radio is all about. Thanks a million, Roger. Appreciate the point. Sam, calling from Sonoma. Sam, welcome to KGO.
Thanks. Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to respond. I just listened a little bit on the way home tonight, and I have also been paying attention to what Sanjay Gupta has been talking about, and he claims that cannabis does have medicinal properties.
We should point out who Sanjay Gupta is. He is the medical correspondent for CNN. Go ahead.
That's correct. And in 2008, I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. And also, I am described by the VA hospital as being glaucoma suspect. My pressures are very high, flirting with glaucoma. Well, when I heard Sanjay Gupta making a case for it, I do not drink, I don't smoke, I don't eat meat. I have a really clean diet, but I smoke. Actually, I use a vaporizer for my marijuana.
You get it with a prescription, am I correct? You go to a physician, The physician prescribes it.
Yes, that's correct. And I go to one of the local shops that sell medical marijuana. Today, and this is probably about a week old, my prostate cancer, my PSA is now 0.71. There is no trace of prostate cancer anymore in my system.
No, that's great.
Or any other kind.
That's great. Well, what you've proven, Sam, and I got to move on, but what you've proven is that it works. I want to get Johnny from Alameda in. Johnny, I've only got about 1 minute. Give us your comment, please.
Well, I'm 91 years old, and I can remember the movie in the 30s. And I don't smoke and I don't drink, but I will admit I have taken in my lifetime at least 10 hits with a marijuana cigarette. And if anything happened to me, I can guarantee you it made me so hungry it actually bothered me. As a commercial pilot, we are not allowed to fly an airplane with passengers and consume alcohol within a certain time period. But the DEA wouldn't dare touch the alcohol, people. But they want to go, you know, they're a bunch of bureaucrats, unelected, who are going around trying to make us now become criminals before the law. And that is so far out, it's not even funny.
Johnny, I am so glad you called and especially happy that you remember when Reefer Madness came out. The callers here to KGO are just exceptional. Well, here it is, 8:59. I have to go up to the news. I want to remind you, I am John Rothman. I am in for Grex when we return yet another topic right here on KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.